I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Spring bulb planting is in full swing this month. While weather conditions can influence the survival of your tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and other spring bulbs, critters can have a dramatic effect too. Squirrels, chipmunks, and mice are more than happy to munch on your bulbs underground, so that come spring, all you might see in your garden are those weeds you missed last fall. To keep these critters at bay, sprinkle some crushed seashells, broken up eggshells, and sharp gravel into the hole when planting. These rodents hate the feel of these sharp objects on their paws. For gardeners obsessed with their bulb survival, you can even plant bulbs in wire cages buried in the ground. But an easier solution than all of this is to grow bulbs that the critters don't like. The first is the daffodil. This amaryllis family bulb contains a toxin that will kill any squirrel or rodent dumb enough to keep eating it. Others in this family include snowdrops and spring snowflakes. Lily family spring flowering bulbs such as fritillaria and grape hyacinths or muscari aren't toxic to squirrels, but do have a distasteful flavor. Of course, any of the alliums or flowering onion bulbs, while good for your rodent's heart health, will tend to be avoided. If you're hell-bent on growing those tulips and crocus that rodents love, consider mixing your bulb types in the same hole. Planting some bulbs that critters won't like close to your prize bulbs not only adds more color in spring, but also may discourage them from eating all the bulbs in a hole. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about some unusual holiday pumpkins. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.